In the Copper Basin 300 sled dog race in early January, temperatures reportedly dropped to a frigid 67 degrees below zero. That led two mushers, Laura and Louv Trudel, to scratch early on. Unfortunately for the 19-year-old sisters, that was their last chance to qualify for the 1,000-mile Yukon Quest. And while they petitioned to switch to the Yukon Quest 300-mile race, which would have qualified them for the 2021 Quest, their request was denied.
January 3rd is the deadline for a whole lot of different things.
That's Marty Sturry, the executive director for the Alaska side of the Quest. She acknowledged the bad luck for the sisters, as well as for American musher Matt Fahler, who also petitioned to switch from the 1,000 to the 300-mile race, and said the committee was expected to look at the policy again next year.
We always counsel the people and recommend that you look at doing your qualifiers in a different year so that you are prepared and ready to go.
The issue generated plenty of blowback from the mushing community on social media, and that's perhaps partly because the late withdrawals only further shrank an already small field. The race previously had been tied for the lowest number of entrants, 18, of its 36 years. The small field raised questions about the size of this year's purse, which, at $100,000, is the smallest it's been for years and nearly half of what it was during the best years, back in the 2000s. Sturry said that the state of Alaska's economy has made it difficult for the organization to attract sponsors.
Then we also had the big state budget cuts and the fear that there was going to be a huge economic impact to the University of Alaska here. And so for a lot of different reasons, it's been very, very tight.
Sturry says that the hits small businesses have taken around Fairbanks have made it doubly hard, as many mushers are seeking money from the same individuals and businesses that the organization is. And the bottom line is that mushing takes a lot of money. The Quest, she estimates, spends about $27,000 in operating expenses on each musher who competes. And on top of that, the mushers are spending their own money to raise a team. Chase Tingle, who finished his rookie Quest last year, said it took 5 years to grow his kennel to Quest ready.
I don't have an exact number, but a lot of people will say it takes, you know, on average about $1,000 per dog per year. And that's a lot of money.
Improvements to dog care have also added to the cost in recent years, as better understanding of nutrition has compelled mushers to add pricey supplements to their dogs' diets. And then there's the price of gas for the canine engines.
Cost of a good kibble for your dogs and the meat they need and all that keeps going up.
But both Sturry and others say the questions about cost miss the point about dog mushing. In no world, says Sturry, is dog mushing a good economic investment. It's not why mushers like Tingle get into the sport either. He sacrificed a lot in the last few years, waking up early and laboring into the night to hold down a full-time job to fund his kennel. But he says it's all worth it.
It's a big party. We're all racing for sure, but everybody's there having fun together and making the thing happen. And it's a great celebration of the North.
Still, money never hurts. And lucky for him, the small field comes with a silver lining. The race pays out to the top 15 finishers. That means all he'll have to do is finish. In Fairbanks, I'm Lex Trinan.